Rich Morning Show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we are. Today's Thursday, May 21st of 2020. May the 21st be with you. Glad you guys are here with us this morning. We're excited about a radio show.
Yes.
Heading into a Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Some people have 3 days off.
Do we?
I don't know what we're going to do. That's one of the things about, like, working in media. It's like there's all these different days. Yeah. Like, a lot of holidays we have to work, right? Mm-hmm. It's just kind of expected. And then our company doesn't tell us what we're supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, do we work or not? I don't know. Like, if we show up on Monday, are we going to be the only people here?
It's like a fun game.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. Hey, there's a story out of Virginia, right? A family's driving down the road. They see a bag in the road. They think it's a bag of trash, and they realize a number of different people have hit the bag of trash.
Yeah.
They get out of their car. They decide to move the bag of trash off the road. Then they decide, hey, we'll just take this home. They throw it in the back of their truck. When they get home, they realize there's all kinds of money in these bags.
What?
They take it to the authorities. It was almost $1 million in cash. And they're thinking that somehow that money was supposed to be delivered. It fell out of a truck or something like that. But the family basically goes in and hands it over and had $1 million in cash. And I'm sitting here thinking, if I were to find a bag that had $1 million in cash, you would never see me again.
It could be like dirty money. It could be like cartel money. You don't want them to get the bad money, so you could take it for yourselves.
Ooh, that's it. Yeah.
I've watched way too much Ozark.
So that's what I should do, is if I see a bag of $1 million in the road today, I'm just going to take it.
And then hope that the cartel doesn't come after you.
Like it's marked and they can find the bag. I'd throw the bag away.
Oh.
You know, sometimes if you rob a bank, not that I've ever robbed a bank, but if you see those things in the movies,
right?
Like something explodes on the cash and it's all stained or something like
right.
that. You got to get rid of the bag first.
Okay.
And you got to just take the cash.
Tips from Brandon Baxter.
But I would be afraid that there would be a camera there and they were just testing me on the news or something like that. And it was fake money and I've stolen $1 million in fake money.
And then everyone knows that you took the money.
And I'm a headline at 10.
Yeah.
Like how embarrassing would that be? Like I was just playing a game. I knew it was, knew it was set up. I knew you were trying to do that to me.
Yeah.
That's what I'd have to try to say. So anyway, crazy story though. They find $1 million in the middle of the road and hand it right back over.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right. So the year was 1984 and Julio Iglesias teamed up with Willie Nelson for the number one song in country music on this day.
To all the girls I've loved before.
You could not wait to play.
I love this.
Who traveled in.
Willie's part is good.
I'm glad they came along.
But Julio.
I dedicate this song to all the girls I've loved.
But when you sing it, you sound like Count Dracula.
That's my favorite part right here.
To all the girls I once caressed.
He sounds like that too.
And may I say I've been the best for helping me to grow. I owe a lot I need.
Magic to my ears right there.
And every time I try to stay, the winds of change continue blowing, and they just carry me away.
I don't think I've ever heard this much of this song.
To all the girls who share my life.
Thank you, Willie. Appreciate you being here too. Julio Iglesias, Willie Nelson, To All the Girls I've Loved Before, or as I would call it, To All the Girls I Have Loved Before. Number one, in 1984.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Megan Fox. So her soon-to-be ex, Brian Austin Green, has been pretty nice about the whole split with Megan Fox, and especially about the fact that she might be involved with rapper Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
So he even suggested that they're friends at this point, and he doesn't want people to think that they are villains or that he's a victim, because he's not.
Sure.
But Megan and the rapper have been spending a lot of time together, and now she's the bombshell love interest in his new music video called Bloody Valentine. And just to give you an idea, she looks very pretty.
Oh, yeah,
in the video. But here's the song. If you haven't heard it, it's called Bloody Valentine by Machine Gun Kelly. In my head, I'm calling your girlfriend. What the f***? I don't do fake love, but I'll take some from you tonight. I know I've got to go, but I might just miss the flight. I can't stay forever. Let's play pretend and treat this night like it'll happen again.
Like, that song doesn't bother me.
Right.
And I've never really paid much attention to his music, but I will watch this video again, because it's a good video. I like the video.
Right. And, you know, Brian may realize now that there might not be much hope left to salvage the relationship.
No, because this is very much love interest, wearing very little clothes and dancing around. And if you were Brian Austin Green, the husband, I think this would make me uncomfortable.
Yeah. There are many sources out that saying he is not in a good place right now.
Yeah, I get that. Hey, gotcha gossip on The Rock, who posted something really sweet about former WWE star Shad Gaspard. If you haven't heard the story of Shad yet, he was in a tag team in WWE known as Crime Time. And, well, he went out to the ocean in California the other day with his family. And he and his 10-year-old were in the ocean when a riptide came and pulled them away. That's awful. The lifeguards get out there to go to make the rescue, and Shad says, hey, save him first. They saved the 10-year-old. They couldn't find Shad Gaspard. His body ended up washing ashore. Mm. And the wrestling world was shocked. And all the stories you hear about Shad Gaspard was that he was a really amazing person and a great family man. And The Rock paid tribute with a photo on Instagram. The Rock says, and I quote, this one hurts, great guy. My deepest condolences and love to Shad Gaspard's wife, son, and family. He goes on to say, Shad drowned in the ocean, but not before instructing lifeguards to save his 10-year-old son first. That's the love of a father. Mm. He goes on to say, love and light to Shad's family, and your warrior spirit lives on through your son. It's a really sweet post. You can check it out this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Gotcha gossip on Michael Jordan. So since ESPN aired the documentary The Last Dance, Michael Jordan memorabilia has skyrocketed. So if you didn't know, the 10-part series followed the Chicago Bulls 97-98 season and the rest of Jordan's legendary career. But a top sports auctioneer is saying the demand for everything MJ is higher than ever since that 10-part documentary came out. An example of the spike in price. Some versions of Jordan's 1986 rookie basketball cards were selling for $40,000 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Now, $100,000.
They've more than doubled?
Yes.
For a card.
Right. So anything related to MJ. Also, there's an auction house currently selling Michael Jordan's shoes that he wore as part of the Dream Team season for 92. Mm-hmm. His shoes are going for around $25,000 right now.
Wow.
The shoes that are exactly the same that were worn by Magic Johnson and Scottie Pippen, just going for $2,000 to $3,000 a pair.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
So if you happen to have some Michael Jordan stuff laying around and you want to get it off your hands, I'll come get it for you.
Yeah, no joke. You're willing to drive and pick it up. That's very nice of you. And of course, every morning here on Brandon Baxter in the Morning, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Sorry if I seem a little bit busy right now. I was making sure the video for Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox was good all the way through.
I was wondering what you were doing.
I had to make sure it was still good.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Cinematically, I'm just trying to appreciate the lighting and stuff like that.
I didn't realize that you were into cinema.
I am.
Okay.
Certain kinds. So it seems that many of us have gained a little bit of weight over the whole quarantine stay home stuff.
Yeah.
And I committed last week to starting a diet, if you remember that.
I remember.
Tuesday or Wednesday. I did pretty good for like 2 days, and then the weekend hit a couple days later, and it wasn't real good. And I was confronted when I went in to get my testosterone.
Oh.
And they said, how is your diet? and I wanted to crawl into a hole. So why do you ask? Like, what? You just said you were starting a diet. I'm like,
they're holding you accountable.
Do I look bad? They're like, next. Trying to bring somebody else in there. It's kind of awkward, though, when you commit on the radio to starting a diet. And then people ask you how it's going. And you have to tell them that, well, you suck at that game. Which I do.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know, Brandon, just a few minutes ago, you were mentioning your testosterone therapy that you do.
Yeah, because I went in there and they were asking me if my diet was on point, and it's not.
Well, yeah, I don't think we've talked about what happened a few days ago when the 9-year-old came in and asked you a question.
Yeah, that was weird. That was awkward to me because I didn't know how to respond.
Well, we had a 9-year-old girl come in and ask you if you had a lot of questions about testosterone therapy and if it really worked.
Okay, hang on. First, this isn't a random 9-year-old who just happened to walk into the radio station. The way you presented that was like somebody just stopped by.
They wanted to know.
It's what's on every 9-year-old's mind.
Testosterone.
No, so yeah, it's one of our coworkers had his daughter at work and she came in and she's really sweet and we've known her since she was born. So, you know, she likes coming in to hang out with us and stuff like that. And she did bring it up, and it was really weird because I didn't know what to say about it.
And I lost my mind.
Because I tell people all the time, and people really do stop, hey man, does that stuff really work? The testosterone replacement therapy, does it really work? People ask me that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never a 9-year-old.
Brandon.
She's heard the advertisements, mm-hmm. and I'm the endorsement person and all that kind of stuff, and I guess it works. One of the things you realize when I'm a part of your advertising campaign is even 9-year-olds are paying attention to what I'm saying. So if you want to market something to a 9-year-old, you need to sign up with me and I'll make sure to take care of you. I can sell testosterone replacement therapy to a 9-year-old girl.
Sounds so.
But I'm telling you, does that not mean that there is magic in the words?
I guess so, but it's just awkward.
It was awkward because I didn't know what to say. Like, what does she mean?
Because most people, if they come up and ask you about testosterone, do they have a little smirk on their face?
No. What do you mean?
Well, because most people in their head that they kind of think that testosterone is just for.
No, that's not. And I know because other people here joke with me about that. It's not just for that. It's for all kinds of stuff. It's like the fountain of youth. If you want to feel like you did when you were younger, not just.
Well, next time someone asks
not just
you
that.
If it's working.
No.
Just see if they're kind of giggling.
I will say
you.
I have more energy and I feel better about myself and I recover faster and I burn more fat. So for anybody out there who thinks that there's a problem.
He is lit.
No, there's not a problem.
Okay.
And there wasn't.
Okay.
Y'all leave me alone.
We'll be calling Leslie here.
No, we're not.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm always trying to grow as a person. I want to be better. What? I do. I want to be better about stuff. And I want to help people too. Mm-hmm. I was put on this earth to be a helper. I don't know, like me and Mr. Rogers, basically the same.
Yeah.
So I was reading a book called Freakonomics.
Yep.
What would you think that's about?
It's a little bit about everything, isn't it?
Yeah, basically. So in the book, they're talking about one way to make decisions if you struggle with making decisions is literally just to get a coin, flip the coin.
On any decision?
On any decision. Because a lot of times we become paralyzed. It's paralysis by analysis, right?
Ooh.
Where it's like you sit there and you're like, should I do it? Should I not do it? They say that for the most part, when somebody did the coin flip and made that decision and stuck with it, they were happier 6 months later because they didn't overthink it. And a lot of times it means you might take a risk that you otherwise wouldn't take.
So basically you're saying if I carry around a quarter in my pocket, it's going to make my life easier because if I have any kind of decision, what to eat, what to wear, where to go, I just have to flip a coin.
Yeah, flip a coin. Hmm. Takes all the guesswork out of it. You just have to follow whatever the coin flip says.
What if I ask the coin, do I need to pay my bills?
Well,
and the coin says no.
Well, then,
there's a problem.
I don't recommend that question to the coin.
Okay.
But it's like, hey, should I get a new car today? Boom, go get it or don't. Whatever the coin says. I brought some change. Hang on, let me give you this quarter. And I have a quarter for myself. We're going to flip coins. Okay.
Okay.
So what I'll do, I'll give you the thing. I'm going to make decisions based on your flipping of the coin.
Okay. So when I flip the coin, am I putting it on my thumb and flipping it and making it kind of like and catching it, or do I let it hit the ground?
Does it matter?
I don't know. I mean,
how do you want to do it?
I'm competitive, so it does matter.
I'm just going to tell you, I probably couldn't flip it and catch it. So it might just have to hit the ceiling and then hit the ground.
Okay, however we do it is fine. All right.
All right, so let's go ahead. I'll start with me, right?
Okay.
Should I, because mullets are really big right now.
Okay.
Should I grow my mullet back out?
All right.
Now, the issue is I can't really grow hair on top, so my mullet would mainly be sides and back, but is that still cool?
No. No. But, okay, so... Tails, you should.
Yeah, because it's like the tail. Yeah, we'll do tail. Tails is grow the mullet.
Okay.
Heads is just stay bald headed.
Here we go.
All right, she flips a coin. She catches the coin.
Tails it is.
No, it's not.
Skullet.
No, it's not.
Yep, it was tails.
So I have to grow a skullet.
You have to grow a skullet. The coin said it.
The sides and the back out.
Just like the magic eight ball, but it's the coin.
And in 6 months, I'll be happier because
yeah.
I won't spend as much on razors.
Correct.
All right, you do one. I'm going to flip.
Okay. Should I go to the beach?
Should you go to the beach during a pandemic?
There's people at the beach. Have you been watching social media?
No, I've seen it, but I mean, okay. So heads is what?
Heads is I'm going to the beach.
Okay.
Leaving tonight.
Okay. Leaving tonight if it's heads. Tails means you're staying your
heads,
tail here.
Carolina, tails.
That too.
Okay.
But tails is you're staying your tail here.
Yes.
All right. Ready?
Come
How did you flip
on.
It? Did you flip it off your thumb and then catch it?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to try it. Ready? Holy,
oh, you
I
caught
did it.
It.
All right. Oh, I can't tell what that is.
You can't even see a quarter,
heads.
Brandon.
Heads.
I'm going to the beach.
Head to the beach.
Woo!
The coin
the
says
coin
it.
The coin talked.
You're going to, in the middle of a pandemic.
See you later, Joey.
The coin says that she needs to go to the beach. That's dumb, but whatever. The coin says it. And again, you'll be happier in 6 months based
yeah,
on the coin.
There you go.
All right, how about this one?
Okay.
Should Kai be allowed to get a snake? Because Kai wants a snake.
All right.
Heads says, no, think with your head. That's not a good idea. Tails, because a snake has a tail.
Is Kai listening right now?
I hope not. Should Kai be allowed to get a snake?
Here goes.
All right, Kelly's flipped.
Tails!
He gets a snake! I get a skullet, he gets a snake!
Man, this is so much fun. This I'm going to the beach.
I'm growing my skullet, Kai gets a snake.
Okay, let me do another one.
Okay. Go.
Should I not cook tonight and get takeout?
Should she not cook tonight and get takeout? What
heads,
do you want?
Heads, no cooking.
No cooking is heads.
Tails, we're going to eat.
All right. Takeout tails. Here we go. Ready? I'm going to flip it.
What? Oh, that's good. It went behind the desk. So it's heads.
I don't think I can find it. Can I see your coin?
Sure. Oh, my. Brandon.
Well, I flipped it too high.
You need glasses.
This is my luck.
Need.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, it went behind the desk.
I missed it.
Who?
I couldn't catch it. I don't have long arms. All right, ready? Here we go. What is it again?
Should I not cook tonight?
Not cook tonight. Tails means go out to eat. Take out tails.
All right.
Okay, ready? I'm going to flip it lower. Oh, there we go.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not good at that.
What is it?
Heads. That
I
means you got to cook tonight. You have
no.
to cook tonight. Yes.
I'm flipping it again.
So, no, you can't flip it again. You have to stick with whatever the thing was.
All right, all right, last one?
Last one.
You have one?
I'll give you one last one. Okay. Leslie is painting cabinets, and now she wants to paint the outside
of
the house.
I like how you say that word.
Cabinets?
It's three syllables. Cabin. Cabinets, like a picnic basket.
How do you
cabinets.
Say it?
Cabinets.
Cabinets. Cabinets. Oh, give me some cabinets.
Or cabinets.
She's painting the cabinets.
It
oh,
sounds
no.
silly.
It does.
Hey, boo-boo. Let's have a picnic basket.
Cabinets.
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 Leslie's painting the cabinets. Now she wants to paint the outside of the house. Should've let her.
All right. So, tails, she gets to paint the outside of the house.
Okay. Why is that tails?
All right. The other two, I lied because I wanted Kai to have a snake and I wanted you to grow
Shut
a skullet.
Up. No.
But this one's for real.
Okay, ready?
I'm going to really let you see this one because I know she wants to paint the house.
Okay.
So this
tails
is for
means
real.
She gets to paint the outside of the house. Heads say we think with our head and we don't spend the money.
Yes.
All right. There we go. She's flipped the coin. She catches the coin.
Leslie,
it's
I'm trying.
Down.
I'm trying. Heads.
We don't do it. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm just sorry.
On all big decisions, flip a coin. That's how you should handle it. Do that today. Play that game with your spouse today with your kids.
I'm headed to the beach.
All decisions today based on a coin flip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Let's go ahead and do this. Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
You.
Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you. It.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Thursday, May 21st of 2020. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Casey Bice from Blyville, who celebrates today. Danielle Wagers is 21 today. Jordan Harper of Harrisburg, happy birthday. April Wheeler, 40 today. Gage Pipkin.
Happy birthday.
From Jonesboro celebrating, so happy birthday, Gage. We have Emmy Huffman. Happy birthday. Callie Griffin of Jonesboro. Tessa George of Jonesboro. James Hewitt from Jonesboro celebrates. And Toby Morris of Biggers is turning 6. It says, Mom loves you. So happy birthday, Toby. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say,
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Sarah Ramos is 29. That's Hattie Braverman on Parenthood. Josh Hamilton is 39, former baseball star who played for the Texas Rangers and the Cincinnati Reds.
He's the one that was winning that home run derby, where I started tweeting about how awesome he was doing in the home run derby, and people told me, dude, you're watching last year's home run derby and tweeting like it's happening live.
I cannot believe you brought that up again. That's embarrassing.
That is an actual true story. So,
happy birthday to Gaudier, who is 40.
Ooh, I remember Gaudier because I used to play this song when I was on the pop station. He's 40 today. Happy birthday.
Judge Reinhold is 63. Now, that's Billy in Beverly Hills Cop, Neil in the Santa Claus movies, and Brad in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. So, happy birthday to Judge Reinhold.
Yeah.
Mr. T.
Oh, yeah.
Is 68 today. B.A. Baracus on the A-Team.
And?
Clubber Lang.
Clubber Lang in Rocky III.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to Mr. T. Rocky III is my favorite. Hulk Hogan's in there. Mr. T was actually in the main event of the very first WrestleMania.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. He teamed up with Hulk Hogan in 1985. Happy birthday to Mr. T, who celebrates today.
Al Franken is 69. That's the former Minnesota senator and SNL writer and cast member. And Ronald Isley is 79. That's the lead singer of the Isley Brothers.
Ooh, I do remember some of their songs, like this one. Ronald Isley from the Isley Brothers. How about this one right here?
Oh, yeah.
You know this one, too?
Do what you want. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to talk to. It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
Happy birthday to Ronald Isley of the Isley Brothers, who is 79 today. Happy birthday.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if you were excited about country music on tour this year, there were so many, like everybody was going out, and it seemed like everybody was coming right around this area within a drive of here, right? And now all of these country concerts are being canceled, like they're dropping like flies. We told you yesterday about a whole bunch of cancellations. Now we have even more. Tim McGraw canceled his entire 2020 tour. Jason Aldean has canceled the rest of his We Back tour. And Sugarland has canceled the rest of their tour as well. Many of these artists are saying they're going to go and try to do these tours again in 2021. But, I mean, that's way off.
Yeah.
More country cancellations. I was looking to see who was left on the road who hasn't officially canceled as of yet. And it looks like Luke Bryan hasn't officially canceled. And it looks like Toby Keith hasn't officially canceled. But, I mean, you know, the Thomas Rhett's and Reba's and Sam Hunt and Kenny Chesney. Like, you go down the list, pretty much everybody's had to call off their plans for 2020.
Miranda Lambert is setting out to travel the world, but not to tour and sing. She's going to be in her Airstream RV. She calls the sheriff. She posted pictures and video updating fans on the sheriff's first road trip. They left from Nashville to go see family all the way in New York. And she says it took them 6 days. They went through 4 states, over 1,000 miles. So she's busy traveling. She says it's a nice change of pace because she misses touring. She loves to tour. Sure. But she talks about on her post how they set up camp, what they're eating on the road. But she seems really happy. You can check out the sheriff and Miranda's travels. We have it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
And Keith Urban is talking about his wife, Nicole Kidman. If you've watched any of his performances over the last month or so, she always ends up dancing through the video.
Cute. Yeah.
We're not going to see her dancing anytime soon because she has hurt herself. Here's what Keith Urban had to say about it.
She broke her ankle, so there's not been a whole lot of dancing going on at the house. About 5 weeks ago, she was running around the neighborhood, as she does, and just didn't see a pothole and rolled her ankle and got a small break in her ankle. And so she's been relegated to the boot for the last handful of weeks and is still sort of getting through it, but her spirit's been amazing. I gotta say, she's been handling it way better than I would.
Ouch. So get well soon to Nicole Kidman, and we hope to see her dance through Keith Urban's videos sometime soon, I guess. That's your country music news powered by Orville's Men's Store. Guys, if you want to redesign your style, you want to redo your fashion, maybe you're tired of looking the same, wearing the same old stuff, you can shop Orville's online today at orvillesms.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Still researching this new Machine Gun Kelly video that's out today. I'm just trying to figure out if I believe Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green are fighting over this.
I'm just going to take a gamble and say, yeah.
If you haven't seen the video, the whole thing with Brian Austin Green, he was on 90210, mm-hmm. Beverly Hills 90210, the first one. He's been married to Megan Fox for a number of years, right? So he says they're splitting up and everything is okay and there's no hard feelings. There's no villain. Nobody's a victim.
She's a butterfly that needs to spread her wings.
Yeah. Well, she spread her wings into the life of Machine Gun Kelly in this video. And I'm telling you, I guarantee you the reason Brian Austin Green thought this is breaking up is because he saw a rough cut of this video.
A chance.
There is not a chance that very many husbands are going to be cool with their wife doing this in a music video.
Nope.
I get, oh, you're an actress.
And yeah, it's funny, right. It comes out one day after all this stuff happens.
Yeah, it's like perfect timing. Mm-hmm. And like, this is the ultimate thing for Machine Gun Kelly. Like, I don't know that much about him, mm-hmm. but now I know who he is. And I kind of like the song and the video. Not so bad.
Uh-huh.
You can check it out. It's also linked on Megan Fox's Instagram. You might want to follow her.
You know everything about this.
I gotta go.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, we appreciate you getting started with us this morning. My name's Brandon.
I'm Kelly.
I found a cool Throwback Thursday photo for today.
Really?
So if you remember last week, I posted my first on-screen kiss.
Oh yeah, by that really old woman? What?
She wasn't that old.
Oh.
But I told you I had a crush on her before, right?
Yeah.
Well, I found a picture of the age I was when I first had a crush.
How old?
It's me and her. 13.
Aww.
It's me as a 13-year-old with the woman that ended up becoming my first on-screen kiss. You think I should share it today?
Sure.
Is that a good Throwback Thursday?
I think so.
Who doesn't want to see me as a 13-year-old? Right? Let me show you the picture and see if you think this is a good one to share. All right. You get to be the judge of it right here.
Oh.
Is it a good one?
It looks like your son with a lot more hair.
Okay. But my question was, is that a good one? Is it good to share?
It's a great one.
Now you see why I had a crush at 13?
I get it.
Come on now. Throwback Thursday, Instagram and Twitter, Brandon on KFIN.
I'm Kelly on KFIN.
He's Kenny Chesney.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We were watching TV the other night, and I can't remember what show it was, but they were kind of making fun of like old school stuff a little bit on one of these Disney Plus shows we were watching. And they got into this spot where they showed an old school classic waterbed.
Oh my goodness. We wanted one of those so bad when we were little.
I did too. But I thought to have a waterbed, you had to be rich.
I kind of thought the same thing too.
Because like it wasn't like nobody I knew had a waterbed. You would only see them in movies. And it was like a normally in a romance scene.
The only experience I had with a waterbed is me and my brother being younger and jumping on it. And it was my aunt's waterbed. And I remember us jumping on it, seeing how much we could make it, you know, wave.
Yeah.
And I remember getting caught. And
caught
by my mom and dad.
I thought you meant caught in the water, man.
Well, yeah, caught jumping on it.
There was like, too much motion in the ocean.
Yeah, well, and we got in trouble and we could never go in there anymore because we thought it was so cool. But it was like in this huge brown box of wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because it had to be strong enough to be able to hold up like gallons of water. Right. Think about it now. Like, can you still buy a waterbed? Like, if I wanted to go to a store.
I don't know.
Like, hey, I think I want a waterbed.
And do people still have them?
Oh my gosh. If you still have a waterbed, I want to talk to you today. Because it's probably something you've had for a while.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
And like the idea of getting on the waterbed, like you're comfortable, right? Let's say it's one person in the bed. You get comfortable. Mm-mm. And then somebody else gets in the bed. Don't they either roll you to the side or to the middle? Because the bed starts rocking.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
Like you almost have to get into the bed at the same time.
And did they have these at stores where people could just go in and test them out? Like, did our parents go to these stores and be like, hey, let's try out that waterbed over there and like get in and see how, you know, it would feel as you were sleeping?
Who came up with that?
I don't know.
Like when we got our Sleep Number beds, we got to walk in and figure out the bed that fits our body.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a certain water type for a waterbed?
I would prefer salt water.
See, maybe. What if we could bring waterbeds back?
Maybe you should.
Brandon's beds, Brandon's water beds. That could be a new business.
It really could.
While many people are struggling right now, I'm going to open a waterbed business. That sounds like a hit.
Yes.
It's so funny though, because it looks so retro. And I'm thinking, and I didn't even consider that somebody might still have one.
Yeah, there's got to be.
But I don't think they could be very comfortable. Like, who enjoys that?
I mean...
Like, I like the idea of getting into my bed and it kind of conforms to my body. Mm-hmm. I don't think water is going to conform to my body, especially if somebody gets in there and starts bouncing around.
Yeah. Like kids.
Yeah. Oh. Sounds like a disaster.
It really does.
If you still have a water bed, I want to talk to you today. 870-935-5346. 870-935-5346. If you still have a water bed, if you had a water bed. Because I thought you were rich, and I want to know if you were rich or not. You can always tweet us on Twitter, which is pretty much where you tweet. Brandon on KFIN. She's Kelly on KFIN. Also on Facebook, you can message me, Brandon Baxter, on the radio. We're talking waterbeds. It brings back so many memories of what I once wanted. I also wanted one of those Michael Jackson red zipper jackets.
Oh.
I got the black one, not the red one.
Mm.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We were watching a TV show the other night. I saw a waterbed. It makes me think back to how I always wished I had a waterbed. I thought you were rich if you had a waterbed. I either wanted a waterbed or one of those beds. It was in the shape of a heart with red sheets. What?
Okay.
You've seen those too, right?
Yep.
So.
I just never wanted any.
Well, because here's what I think. I think if you had a waterbed or a heart-shaped bed... It's probably romantic.
Yeah, sure.
You know? Uh-huh. Hopping here in my waterbed. Like something you show off when you bring people to your house. Hey, come on in. This is my bedroom. This is my waterbed. I'm
that
rich.
What you would do?
I am rich. Would you like to feel my waterbed? But my question is does anybody still have one? Because how great would that be if maybe we could go test out a waterbed?
Yeah.
Maybe I could sleep in it. You think anybody would invite me over?
You get one night in our waterbed.
That would be so awesome. If I've ever wanted to sleep in one, now I would have the chance to sleep in one. If you still have one. To go to the phones, 870-935-5346. It's your direct line to the Brandon Baxter in the Morning studio. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Yes, my name is Eva. I do not still have a water bed, but trust me, that water bed was the most wonderful thing to sleep in.
Are you serious?
Yes. We did not move once person got in the bed. We did not move the other person. We had baffles. They called baffles in our bed. And it was wonderful. I hated to get rid of it.
Oh. So tell me, what was a baffle?
It was kind of like lily pads. And it does just like a regular bed does. When one person got in, they were there. And when I would get in, my husband, I wouldn't move him or anything. But it was, and warm. Oh, I mean, during the winter, it was warm. And during the summer, it was cool.
Wait, did it have a heater on it?
Yes.
Oh, now see, that
okay.
would be nice.
Now we're talking.
Yes. It was wonderful. I'll be 68. And back in our times when we had it, they were great.
All right.
It was like your bed now. Like it molded it to you.
Yeah.
Now, were you rich back then when you had this bed? Because I thought everybody who had those beds were rich.
No.
Okay.
Mine was, we had a king size, and I had a little stool. We had drawers underneath, and I had a little stool that I had to even get up in the bed.
Aww.
That's awesome.
It was great. We loved it.
So could you go
to a... Been married 50 years.
Oh, you've been married 50 years?
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Congrats.
Well, thank you. But it was. I just wanted you to know that it was wonderful. I wish I had still had one. I really do. But we got a leak in it, and then we bought a new set, new bedroom set, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we kind of upgraded, I guess you call it.
Maybe we can bring back the water beds. We'll try, okay?
Oh, that'd be great.
Hey, thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Water beds.
That's all you needed.
What?
You want one now, don't you?
I do. I want one I can make it really... It's about to be hot. I want to keep it really cold.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Like I'm sleeping on ice. It'd be awesome. I'll buy a water bed if anybody has a water bed. Or I'll come sleep in your water bed.
We've got an air-up mattress. I could probably put some water in it.
I don't know if it works the same there, Kelly.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It just takes you back to those moments, mm-hmm. you know, wherever you were when you heard that song. You have those memories of yeah. being with somebody or hanging with your buddies or field parties. Because I was invited
to. Did you go
to
a lot of field parties? Oh, you didn't go to one.
No,
did
I did
you?
Go to one.
Well, so, I never went to one.
Well, you probably weren't invited.
I wasn't.
Was invited to one. Me and my friend Joe.
Your invisible friend Joe.
No, he's real. I promise. I have pictures of me and him. We went to a field party, and there was, well.
Could you define a field party? I just want
yes.
you to define it.
It's where you have a party in a field, and people all drive out there with their cars and hang out.
Okay.
And you have music on, and some people might have some beverages.
Okay.
I know what my beverage was, because I did not like the taste of beer back then.
All right. Zima?
I think this is... I'm going to date myself, probably get myself in trouble. Is there a statute of limitations on these? This is how we did this. This is really dumb. Okay, I'll admit it right now. And hopefully my son's not listening. I don't need to give him any ideas about when he gets to be a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow we had somebody who got us some Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, Brandon.
Because it was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought a bunch of gum. Because we thought if we got caught, we could chew gum. And grape gum, like Bubblicious or Hubba Bubba,
uh-huh,
was going to smell like grape. And we also had grape Mad Dog 2020. So if we got in trouble, we could say, it's our gum.
It's the Bubblicious.
We get out to my first field party. And I'm so excited and nervous, right? Because I've finally been invited to a field party. There was a couple grades below me, but still I was there. And we get out there to the field party. And somebody says, hey, the cops are out there. And I get nervous. You know me. I get real nervous.
Did you go find a ditch?
No,
even though you were doing nothing wrong.
They came out and they got their flashlights and they made everybody pour out their Mad Dog 2020. Does that date me a little bit?
Just saying Mad Dog 2020, man.
Great.
Mm-mm.
Good. They had kiwi too.
Ew.
I'm just going to say we have new swag that we just dropped off.
I can barely understand you, though.
I have swag. I don't know how people are wearing these masks all over the place. I cannot breathe.
I know.
I'm not sure if it makes me nervous. Maybe I'm hyperventilating.
It's kind of sweaty in the mask.
What if I pull it down just below my nose?
Well, That's you're still breathing.
Still covering my mouth,
yeah,
though.
Well,
is that good?
Sure.
Does it look good
just
on me?
Only breathe through your mouth.
It's difficult. Like, it really is. Like, for people who have to work all day in these masks.
No, it's bad.
How do you do it? Is it going into your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Because mine's like, every time I breathe in, it's like it's going into my mouth. I'm scared of these things, I think.
It does look good on you.
Oh, thanks. Let me cover my whole face. That's rude when you think about it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so we were talking about waterbeds earlier, and we've had a number of different people who have called and messaged about waterbeds, right? So I thought you were rich if you had one. I was like, oh, I'm jealous of you a little bit. And then I was going through and looking at some of these comments, like Debbie, who says that she says, had a waterbed in the late 80s and early 90s. Let me say, if the lights go out, you will freeze because the heater goes off.
Oh.
And she also goes on to say, also not good with the four-year-old and a push pin. She said, you can only patch so many holes. Can you imagine? That would be terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
So, again, waterbeds. We saw one on TV the other night, and Kai was like, what is that? And I didn't realize it was foreign. Kai's 10, about to be 11 this year, but completely foreign to him. He had never seen one, never heard of one.
I'll have to ask my kids. I haven't even thought about asking them.
And I'm like, Kai, no, people did. I didn't have one because I wasn't rich. But people used to sleep on water that was enclosed. He's like, well, how did you do it? And we're like, well, it was like a giant balloon.
Because in their mind, they probably have this picture of a pool, like in your bedroom, and you're floating on a raft.
Yeah, basically. And that's kind of what it was like.
Yeah.
I know you were getting some stuff through social media as well, waterbed talk.
Yeah, Gary said on Twitter, we had a waterbed for about 10 years, or different quality waterbeds based on how many baffles are in it to stop the water motion for comfort. Our bed didn't have any motion, and it was very comfortable.
How did it have no motion?
I think whatever those baffles are make it to where there's not as many, almost like the bed's in half. So, like, if you're getting into your side, your wife's getting into her side, it kind of minimizes the wavage. I don't know.
The wavage.
Because I used to be a doctor of waterbeds.
Yes,
and,
it sounds like it. So is it true that it's not all about the motion?
No,
seriously. But, okay, so there was the divider in the middle, right? Mm-hmm. What happens if you wanted to hang out in the middle with your spouse?
It's not going to be good.
That baffle's in the way. I'm baffled by that.
Dadgum baffles.
I'm baffled by it. I'm telling you. So last week I shared a video of my first on-screen romance.
Yeah.
Myself and a woman named Tony Adams. This is from the Global Wrestling Federation, I guess about 1993, 94, something like that. And I found a picture from years before I ever worked with Tony. This is she and I. I paid $5 to have my photo taken with Tony Adams and her husband, gentleman Chris Adams. And now you can see for sure why I had a crush on her. 13-year-old Brandon had a major crush on Tony Adams.
Aw, do you still have a crush on her? What?
Tony, she's no longer with us.
Brandon, I didn't know. Aw.
That's awkward.
Well, you can still have a crush.
Can you?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so evidently people have fond memories of waterbeds. This is a random conversation. Let me just tell you how radio works. I'm going to pull back the curtain for a second.
Okay.
We could have developed some type of thing that we think everybody's going to want to talk about. And everybody's going to want to post about on social media. And nobody wants to talk about it.
Right.
Randomly, we mention waterbeds and people open the floodgates. They're
losing their mind.
And people want to talk about memories of waterbeds and people who had waterbeds.
We're getting some good comments too.
What do you have? What's the most recent stuff?
Okay, so on Facebook, Melissa Val says, we had one with baffles. All right, so the word for the day of waterbeds is baffles.
Yeah, the baffle is like the separator.
Yes. All right, so we were in an upstairs apartment. We couldn't get it to drain when we were trying to move, and my ex-husband got frustrated and stabbed a hole in it.
Oh,
it was a disaster, as you can imagine.
Wait a minute. He wants to drain it, which you have to drain it with a hose, like a reverse type hose.
They couldn't get it to drain.
So he stabs it, which means it's going to drain all over the apartment, right?
Yeah. But that's a good memory.
That's a classic story. Wonder if they got their deposit back.
I'm going to say no.
Anything else?
Christy Hogg says, loved mine until my sister's ferret chewed a hole in it while I was asleep. That thing hated me. I know he was trying to drown me. Laugh out loud.
Oh, my gosh. Would it just start losing water?
I guess so. You wake up and you're like...
You're just laying there on wood.
Yes.
Or covered in water.
Yeah, there you go.
I got a message from Paige who says, they actually still have these and you can order water beds at Lowe's.
Mm-mm, really? Yeah.
Let me look at it. Let me see what all this says, because I might just order me one today just to have it. I might even have it here. It's a Strobel double wall leak proof patented waterbed.
Wow.
With hydro support.
That sounds important.
2000 DW Queen. And this, oh, there it is. It really is. Oh, it looks like it's probably a little more secure right there.
Yeah, it does.
What do you think it would cost? At this point. Because I thought you had to be rich to have a waterbed. Like, I thought if you had one in your house, you probably had $1 million in the bank.
$1,200.
Nope. 587.
What? It's affordable?
You can go buy a waterbed today if you want to.
Just a few flex pays.
Yeah. I don't know if Lowe's does flex pays, but you can try to work that out yourself. We appreciate all of you who have weighed in on our waterbed talk. We didn't expect it. But that's what makes you awesome.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the waterbeds are very much, I don't know, 70s, 80s kind of, right?
Yes.
I want to give you another nostalgic thing. I just read Disney Plus is about to put out a new deal, a new Muppets show coming up in June.
I love the Muppets.
It's going to be called Muppets Now. It's just going to be basically revisiting our favorite characters from the Muppets.
Aww.
And I love the Muppets. Mm-hmm. I used to love the Muppet movies. Muppets Take Manhattan was one of my favorites.
Mine too. I know every word from that movie.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the Muppet Babies, the cartoon?
Yes, I had them as stuffed animals as well.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
I can still remember the Muppet Babies cartoon coming on like Saturday mornings,
yep.
I think. And me and my brother and sister would sit in front of the big box television. And we actually had the wood grain television.
I swear we had the same life.
You remember the wood
yes.
one? Like, it was huge. It probably weighed 4,000 pounds.
Yes.
And had a wood frame, and the television was like an awkward tube in
Didn't
the middle
you have to leave
it.
Those in the house if you moved?
I think you did.
Like a hot tub?
They might have been built in. But the Muppet Baby, see if this brings back memories.
Everything all right in here?
Yes, Nanny.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That brings back so many memories.
It really does.
Who was the voice of Nanny? Do you remember?
Is it going to be somebody I know? But
yes, you should. Wasn't it Barbara Billingsley
who was know. Maybe.
The Cleaver mom, June Cleaver?
That maybe.
Wasn't she the voice of it? I'm
now
pretty
that
sure.
I just heard that, that sounds like her.
Go back and look it up. All right, okay. Muppet Babies. Muppets Now. Muppets Now coming to Disney Plus in June.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we're talking about waterbeds. We were talking about them this morning, and evidently many of us have memories of waterbeds.
Because it has blown up.
Again, you can't predict what people want to talk about. We do the best we can to guess, and nobody guessed waterbeds was going to be a hot topic.
Mm-hmm.
But it is today, and it leads us to our confession.
These are my confessions.
We have a confession on the way from somebody on our Facebook page.
This is a great one. Barbara says, my parents had one when I was little. I sat on it one day and poked hundreds of little holes in it with a safety pin.
Oh, my gosh.
My mom thought my other sibling, who was like four, did it. I never fessed up. Well, until today, apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You might as well go ahead and apologize now.
I'm sorry. So sorry.
We've seen a number of stories about how waterbeds would pop.
Mm-hmm.
That concerns me. Because I don't think I would want to wake up wet.
But then there's others. Sandy Carlock says waterbed and being pregnant was the best sleep. Oh, Carrie says my parents had one, but we were not rich. Laugh out loud. She's like, you know that they weren't rich. Yeah. She said that was back in the 90s. Shannon Sprinkle says he had one when he was younger and it had baffles in it.
Oh, good.
Baffles is the word that we have learned today.
I didn't even know what a baffle was.
I know.
I'm baffled. I didn't know. Kelly also mentioned that her child was conceived.
What? I did not ever mention that.
I wasn't talking about you.
What?
Another Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you can go back and relive all of the waterbed talk.
Tons of it.
It's weird because, again, we didn't intend for that to be like a big theme of the show. It was like a random observation. But there are so many people with funny stories about their waterbeds, how they drained them, how they ruined them. All these wild stories. You can hear about those on the podcast today. Also, Kelly calls me out for a really awkward conversation that I had with a 9-year-old.
It was awkward.
It was awkward. And we talk about that on the show this morning. Plus, I give you life advice on how to make a tough decision. If you're looking for a way to make a tough decision, it's really, really simple. You will learn so much. And as a helper, the helper that I am, I want you to be armed with this information. It's on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. If you've never listened to a podcast, it's simple. Go to any place that has podcasts and search Brandon Baxter in the Morning. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn. On your Alexa device, Alexa, play the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. Or you can check it out on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com. Kelly Perry. What's on TV tonight?
Tonight we have Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the third season premiere of Burden of Truth, Celebrity Watch Party. Now this sounds good. 1-hour special Celebrity Escape Room, and it's Jack Black hosting. The players are Ben Stiller, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, and Adam Scott.
Ooh, that's cool, yeah.
The 6th annual Red Nose Day special, the second season premiere of Holy Moly, and the season premiere of Impractical Jokes Dinner Party.
Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.